There are three things that many leaders around the world don't do that is killing employee engagement. They don't admit to mistakes, they don't ask for help, and they don't show emotion. Today on the Champion Forum podcast, we discuss the cost of not being a vulnerable leader, as well as the steps to preserve and enhance employee engagement.
This is the Champion Forum podcast with Jeff Hancher, the forum for leaders, champions, and dreamers.
Welcome back to the Champion Forum podcast, where we explore the depths of leadership. We tackle workplace culture and everything in between. I'm your host, Jeff Hancher, and in today's episode, we're diving into a topic that affects every corner of the business world: leadership vulnerability. But before we do, I want to make you all aware that registration is open for the June 13th Performance Management Workshop right here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You know, a recent national survey told us that 65% of leaders agree or strongly agree that they're effective at giving feedback to others, but only 21% of employees believe that they've received meaningful feedback in the last week. It's safe to say here that we have a gap in what leaders think is happening versus what is really happening. In this performance management workshop, I equip leaders on the proper steps of setting clear and reasonable expectations, how to properly deliver feedback, as well as how to hold employees accountable in a way that they see it as a deposit versus a withdrawal. Including in the fee to the workshop is complimentary lunch, snacks throughout the day, amazing professional headshots from one of the best local photographers, and all the coffee you can drink. The room will be overflowing with energy, emotion, and is sure to leave a lasting impression on your leadership journey. We are nearing 50% capacity as of the recording of this episode. To learn more, go to jeffhancher.com. I hope to see you all in that room June 13th. All right, let's dive into the topic of today. Picture this. You're in a team meeting. You're discussing this brand new project for the organization. Things are moving along. Ideas are flowing. When suddenly someone raises a concern in this meeting, and it's a valid point, but the leader then brushes it off, insisting that everything's under control. We're going to be okay. Hey, don't worry about that. Does this sound familiar? This scenario plays out in workplaces all over the place. I see this in my consulting life all the time, where leaders step up and feel like they're bulletproof and they got a cape on and they got to wear armor and no matter what, things are going to be okay and it's fine and we'll figure it out and all of these different things. Many leaders, they struggle to admit mistakes. They struggle to ask for help. They're not showing the emotion that they need to. But there is a cost to this leadership approach. When you're not being vulnerable, there is a cost, there is a price that you're going to pay for not doing it. And I think it's fair for us to start maybe with unpacking why vulnerability is often seen as a weakness in leadership, because I would tell you by and large, this is still the case. Now, I will say I think we've come a long way, but I still think it is the case that most leaders see vulnerability as a weakness. You know, think about it. From an early age, we were taught to associate vulnerability with failure. We were told to be strong. Never let them see you sweat. Just rub some dirt in it. Take another lap. You know, this strength, this invincibility. But in reality, vulnerability is a sign of strength, not weakness, isn't it? I mean, think about it. It takes some courage to admit when we don't have all the answers. It takes a lot of boldness to ask for support and to show empathy towards other people. So what happens when leaders fail to embrace this vulnerability we're talking about? Well, for one, it erodes trust within your team. When employees see their leaders pretending to have all the answers, they're less likely to speak up with their own ideas or their own concerns. So what's the end result then? Well, you're not going to have creativity. You're not going to have innovation. And ultimately, it's going to ruin your productivity on your team. Not to mention the lack of vulnerability in leadership. It can have serious consequences for well-being. And if you're a senior leader, I'm talking executive leader, you know the importance of this wellness that we've been talking about in the workplace. Studies have shown that workplace stress and burnout have never been higher than they are right now, even beyond what we saw in the pandemic. With many employees feeling unsupported, not feeling undervalued, when leaders fail to acknowledge the human side of work, it creates a culture of emotional detachment, and this can be toxic to mental health. So this vulnerability thing, it is a big deal. I'm not saying it's the answer, because this thing is complex. I got it. But it is an answer. But I'm here to tell you it's not all doom and gloom. There are steps that every leader can take, regardless of tenure, regardless of personality, that can start to cultivate a culture of vulnerability and empathy with their own team. And it starts with leading by example. Leaders who are willing to admit their mistakes, ask for help, and show this genuine emotion that we're talking about, what they're doing is they create permission for others to do the same. It's saying, I'm this leader. I'm going to be this person. I'm not going to just talk about it. I'm going to be about it. You can do this by cultivating this culture, by doing it yourself and leading people and showing them that you're going to show up this way as a leader. So let's break down these three things. Let's start with talking about admitting mistakes. And I know this is hard for you perfectionists out there. I got it. I'm one of those myself. And we don't like being wrong. We like having all the answers. And by the way, we have a lot of answers. We have fixed a lot of things. That's kind of how we got here, right? The power of a leader admitting mistakes, it creates a culture of trust, accountability, continuous improvement. By embracing vulnerability and acknowledging their humanness, which is what we're doing, right? As a leader, you can inspire your team to strive for excellence and navigate challenges with resilience. There's going to be challenges. Why don't we just attack them with resilience? When we admit mistakes, we're saying that's okay. We're sending a message to our team that it's okay to make mistakes because we're bringing ours to the table. And maybe you're listening and you're like, I wouldn't even know where to begin or what that would look like. Well, maybe it sounds something like this. Hey, team, I need to address something important with you all today in the meeting. Listen, in our last project, I made a mistake. I overlooked a real critical detail that resulted in delays. And I know that it also resulted in extra work for everyone. And I want to just say I take full responsibility for this. And I want to apologize for any inconvenience it may have caused this team. Moving forward, I want you to know that I'm very committed to being more thorough and diligent in my approach. And by the way, I welcome feedback and any feedback you have for me and any support that you can offer to ensure that we deliver excellence as a team and as a unit. Now process that, listener. Does that sound weak? I don't think it does. I think it says, you know what? I'm falling on the sword here. I'm a human being. I make mistakes too. I'm actually not bulletproof like you might have thought. And then there's this second piece that we're talking about of vulnerability, which is asking for help. The leader who asks for help is the leader that is fostering collaboration. That's this leader. When you're asking for help, you are in essence collaborating. You're promoting learning and development. You're boosting morale. You're driving engagement. You're cultivating a culture of continuous improvement. Why? Because you're saying we're doing this together. When the leader asks for help, they're telling their team that they're embracing vulnerability. And they're recognizing the value of the collective wisdom of the team. These leaders empower their teams to achieve success as a unit, together. Now, by the way, doesn't this take a lot of pressure off you? You don't have to have it all figured out. You don't have to have all the answers. And this one might sound like this. Hey, team, as we navigate this new initiative, I want to acknowledge I don't have all the answers. there are aspects of this project that I'm not really familiar with, and I could use your help, and many of you have great expertise that could fill in some of my gaps. And I encourage each of you to share your insights, ideas, and any concerns you have openly. I want to collaborate as a team to leverage our collective strengths and overcome maybe any challenges that we encounter along the way. Man, how about that? Let that settle in, listener. A truly confident leader is not afraid to ask for help. I'll bet what you start finding when you ask for help, people start rallying towards you. People, by their humanness, by their nature of being a human being, they don't want to see people fail, including you, the leader. And then the third piece is showing emotion. And this is going to hit a nerve for some of you alphas listening today. Show emotion over my dead body. I'm never going to let them see it. No. Strong leaders don't command and control. They connect. Let me say that again. The strongest leaders, they don't command and control. They connect. And you might have been in cultures of command and control, and that's how you've seen it modeled out. Now, look, I'm here to tell you, command and control can drive results. But I will tell you, the greatest leaders that are going to leave the biggest impacts, they're going to create the biggest legacies, they are connectors. Much of what comes out of leaders' mouths these days is sugar-coated and polished. I said it. The messages are manufactured. I see them. I see them on social media. I see them in the boardroom. I'm in the meetings. I see them. Genuine emotion is a rare find. It's a real person sharing a real feeling, not a teleprompter, not a calculated message. And when we hear it, we're riveted, aren't we? For one, because it's rare, but also because it's real. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, and I get it. It can be messy. But that's what makes it so powerful, is this showing of raw emotion. We hide emotions. Most of us, we do. And why do we do that? We hide them in an attempt to stay in control and look strong. Don't let them see you sweat. Don't let them see you rattled. Now, I'm about some healthy leadership composure, make no mistake about it. But I think there's a time and there is certainly a place to be a little more vulnerable with your emotion. In reality, it weakens our capacity to lead. Think about that. If we're not doing this, I'm suggesting that it weakens your capacity to lead. We end up not saying what we mean or meaning what we say. We beat around the bush, and that never connects. It's never compelling. It's never going to be a powerful way to communicate to your team, is just give them this cut and paste verbiage, you know, that you read in a leadership article. And I'm about consuming great content. But at some point, I think you got to be a little more vulnerable. And that this could sound a lot of different ways into your own world, but it might be something like this. Hey, team, I want to take a moment. I want to express how grateful I am for each of you and the hard work that you've been putting in lately. These past few months have been challenging, and I've noticed the dedication, and I've noticed your resilience that you've demonstrated in the face of these adversities that we've had. But I got to let you know, your commitment inspires me. And I want you to know that I'm here to support you in any way that I can. I surely don't have all the answers, but you have my commitment. Let's continue to lean on each other and celebrate our successes together and help each other through the biggest challenges. That's it. The leader who shows healthy emotion displays their ability to connect on a human level. It displays their ability to inspire and to motivate the team. It demonstrates authenticity. It fosters empathy in your culture. In each of these scenarios, the leader is demonstrating vulnerability by acknowledging what? Their limitations. We all have them, by the way. They're acknowledging that they need support from their team. They're expressing genuine emotion. By modeling vulnerability in this way, as a leader, you can create a culture of trust and transparency that fosters this amazing collaboration and growth within the organization. And I know some of you are already thinking it, and you're saying, Jeff, if I go down this road, they're going to eat me alive. They're going to take advantage of me. You know, they're going to see me as soft and weak. Create the boundaries. Set firm expectations. Give them proper feedback and hold them accountable. That stuff never goes away. This is a bolt on to those things. So to all the leaders out there listening, I leave you with this. Admit your mistakes. Ask for help. Show emotion. Lean in and embrace vulnerability. It's not a sign of weakness, but rather I would suggest it's a catalyst for your leadership growth. It's a catalyst to connection. It will make you more resilient. And to the employee that might be listening that's not a leader yet, maybe you've tuned in. I want you to remember that your voice matters. Your experiences matter. Your ideas matter. And yes, even your emotions matter. Have the power to shape the future of your organization and help your leader. Until next week, keep leading well, endear your people, and keep turning the pressure into potential.
The Champion Forum Podcast with Jeff Hancher. Lead. Inspire. Win.